From Colorado Public Radio, I'm Zachary Barr in for Ryan Warner, and this is Colorado Matters. 10 county officials appointed by the governor stepped down on Tuesday. The resignations and one retirement follow a Denver Post investigation into questionable spending practices by the officials, who are all public trustees. Public trustees oversee home foreclosures at the county level. One trustee used state funds to buy his staff a lavish health care plan. Another charged the state for chair massages for her employees. Business reporter David Maigoya uncovered the details, and he joins us. David, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Why did these officials resign?
I think it became a matter of the issue of integrity and questions of whether or not they felt they still had the confidence of the governor who appointed them, rather than deal with answering a lot of questions over the long haul. It appears they and the governor agreed it'd be best to start with a clean slate, and they did that en masse.
And so that the governor's influence is seen in these resignations.
Absolutely.
Did he force them to resign?
Information's been a little scant in getting to me on that. Initially, it was put to me that it was the trustee's idea. As those conversations occurred, I found out that actually the governor had taken the advice of one of the trustees and asked for their resignations.
Now, you've been reporting on this public trustee system for a while now. What's the root of the problem?
I think really what it comes down to is you have 10 public trustees appointed by the governor, probably the only place in the nation where a governor gets to appoint a county official. And Colorado has 64 counties. So what we have then is this split system where 52 public trustees are elected treasurers of that county. Two of them, two others to make to 54, are put in their position in a different manner. And these 10, for some reason and for history's sake, have been in these positions that are appointed positions. And these appointments are treated differently. Their offices are done differently in how they do their work. Their accountability is different than the other 54. That's really what's been the root of this and where my stories have been tracing since last year.
And these 10 counties happen to be 10 of the most populated counties in the state.
That's right.
Is that a coincidence?
No, it's by design. The number of trustees appointed hasn't always been 10. It's grown to that. But these 10 counties aren't just the largest. They also have the greatest volume of foreclosure cases.
The public trustees oversee the foreclosure process. And what that means is they're essentially meant to be an impartial official between the banks and the property owners.
That's exactly what they're supposed to be.
Some of your most recent reporting on this issue outlined some really questionable spending practices by these appointed trustees. Mm-hmm. Give us a sense of what you found.
We had one trustee down in Pueblo County, probably the most notable example, Nick Radisar, had been public trustee since 1985, for the most part, served under pretty much every governor. And what Nick was doing, he had rented office space for the trustee's office in a building in which he and his law partners owned, and he had obviously a financial interest. So essentially, he was paying himself rent. We have Boulder County. The trustee there was a former insurance executive. He set up an insurance system within his office that essentially gave his employees 100% health care, which no other county employee in Boulder can get. Not only that, he was reimbursing them for costs to get health care under their spouses. And in addition, he was collecting a commission for having helped set up those policies. In Adams County, Carol Snyder, a longtime politician and serving the public, had gotten herself decided that she ought to have a vehicle for her personal use and business use. That's allowed by law. The law says that the trustees are essentially no different than an elected official. In Adams County, all elected officials get cars. Carol, however, is the only trustee in the whole state out of all 64 to choose to have a vehicle for herself. We had Mesa County, Paul Brown, who had decided, and the trustees can do this, where foreclosure notices are to be published in the newspaper. It had been in the Grand Junction Sentinel roughly 100 years. At the last moment, he decides we're going to open this up to a bidding process, which is perfectly legitimate. What he didn't tell anybody is that a month earlier he had signed a contract with a small publication out of the Palisade and Fruita to publish those notices. So the open bid process was essentially meaningless.
This wide array of behavior.
There's a good way to say that.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have had that for the story.
You know, what's interesting is there's no overlap.
No, there's not.
It just sounds like the trustees were able to run their offices however they wanted to.
Every trustee's office is an autonomous office. Only these 10. The other 54 in Colorado, 64 counties, answer to somebody. These 10 do not. That was part of why we looked into this, to see how each one of them was handling their office. And obviously, we found everyone does it quite differently. Arapahoe County, for instance, was giving her employees chair massages a couple, four times a month. We had another official in another county who was reimbursing himself for everything down to a $4 retirement card for a party for an employee.
How did the trustees defend their spending?
Generally, they all said that it was legitimate use of funds. Specifically, each one had a little bit of a different response. In Pueblo, for instance, the trustee who was charging himself rent said it was saving money, that it was a good deal.
Was it a good deal?
It actually was. It was $2,000 a month for the rent of a space that was actually a pretty good space.
And the point here is that may or may not be ethical, that's for someone else to decide, but he didn't disclose this.
It's a little difficult to find any instance where a public official is allowed to rent office space from himself and use public money for that purpose. There aren't many instances that I'm aware of.
He didn't tell anyone.
That took a little while to get that response. We were very careful to ensure that if, in fact, this was approved by someone, we'd like to know. And we found out in the end that ultimately he had not disclosed that to anyone.
And give us a sense of how some of the other trustees defended their spending.
Adams County, Carol Snyder, said it was by law. She's entitled to it, and there's nothing illegitimate about it. Rich Gephardt in Boulder said he, as an insurance agent, had found a pretty good deal for his employees and thinks health care is very important for individuals. In Weld County, Susie Velasquez, who was using public funds to pay for her attorney registrations and Supreme Court registrations, licensing, said it helps her do her job better, even though it's not necessary to have that job to be an attorney.
So these 10 positions are now open.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody can apply for them. The minimum requirement is a college degree and 5 years of business experience or administrative experience, or in lieu of that, 10 years of experience. That's it. You don't have to have any real estate background whatsoever to have this job.
And can the trustees who resigned reapply?
Yes, they can. The only one that I'm aware of that is not going to reapply is Carol Snyder. She's the trustee who chose to retire.
And what about the larger problem, the lack of oversight?
Well, the governor's office tried to make that change last week when they became aware of what our stories would be doing and disclosing. Immediately, he ensured that he made the rules a little more stringent. Any contract procurement above $5,000 had to be approved by the governor's office. Every public trustee had to file a conflict of interest statement revealing a potential conflict of interest or any of their professional licenses to the governor. So this way he's aware of all of that.
So the rules have been tightened somewhat, but these positions are still appointed by the governor.
That's exactly right. The only way that can change is the legislature. They made an effort last year on shoring up some of the accountability issue with these trustees by having them have their budgets reviewed by the county commissions in the county in which they serve. That's not exactly what some folks had hoped for. What they had hoped for was an approval process, which allows them to go through every line item of a budget, much like all the other 54, to take a look at expenditures and have those approved. The alternative, of course, is to have the 10 trustees no longer in appointed position and have them, whether it's the elected treasurer in those counties. It's been theorized that Broomfield County has a very good process in which the county commission gets to appoint the trustee who answers directly to the commissioners.
And what has to happen to make that change?
The legislature would have to pass a new law. They'd have to completely revamp and change the process and ensure that the governor's on board with that. These are 10 very good patronage appointments, and that's how they've been used through the history of this position. A governor to lose that, would be very difficult.
David, thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
That's David Magoya, who's a business reporter for the Denver Post. He was talking about the 10 county officials who left their jobs after his reporting questioned how they were spending state money.